Regina Celi, letare, alleluia. Qui aquam meravisti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia.
This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass in Solemnitas, the Epiphany of our Lord. Prayer before Mass by St. Ambrose of Milan. Lord Jesus Christ, I approach your banquet table in fear and trembling, for I am a sinner, and dare not rely on my own worth, but only on your goodness and mercy. I am defiled by my many sins in body and soul, and by my unguarded thoughts and words. Gracious God of majesty and awe, I seek your protection. I look for your healing. Poor troubled sinner that I am, I appeal to you, the fountain of all mercy. I cannot bear your judgment, but I trust in your salvation. Lord, I show my wounds to you and uncover my shame before you. I know my sins are many and great, and they fill me with fear, but I hope in your mercies, for they cannot be numbered. Lord Jesus Christ, eternal King, God and man, crucified for mankind, look upon me with mercy and hear my prayer, for I trust in you. Have mercy on me, full of sorrow and sin, for the depth of your compassion never ends. Praise to your saving sacrifice, offered on the wood of the cross, for me and for all mankind. Praise to the noble and precious blood, flowing from the wounds of my crucified Lord Jesus Christ, and washing away the sins of the whole world. Remember, Lord, your creature, whom you have redeemed with your blood. I repent my sins, and I long to put right what I have done. Merciful Father, take away all my offenses and sins, purify me in body and soul, and make me worthy to taste the Holy of Holies. May your body and blood, which I intend to receive, although I am unworthy, be for me the remission of my sins, the washing away of my guilt, the end of my evil thoughts, and the rebirth of my better instincts. May it incite me to do the works pleasing to you and profitable to my health in body and soul, and be a firm defense against the wiles of my enemies. Amen.
Aspergis me, Domine, hisapo et mundabor. Lavabis me, et super nivem de. Miserere mei Deus, secundum magnam misericordiam tuam. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Asperges me.
Ostende nobis Domine, misericordiam tuam, et salutare tuum da nobis, Domine, exaude orationem meam, et clamor meus ad te veniat. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Oremus. Exaudi nos, Domine Sancti, Pater Omnipotens, Eterni Deus, et mitere digneris sanctum angelum tuum de celis, qui custodiat, phobiat, protegat, visitet, atque defendat omnis habitantes in hoc tabernaculo, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Actiones nostras quesamus Domine, aspirando preveni et aduvando prosecere, ut cuncta nostra operatio a te semper incipiat et per te coepta finiatur, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Confita mihi Domino quoniam bonus, quoniam in saeculum misericordia eius. Confiteor Deo omnipotenti, et beate Maria semper Virgini, et beato Dominico Patri nostro, et omnibus sanctis et vobis fratres, quia peccavi nimus, cogitatione, locutione, opere et omissione, mea culpa, precor vos orare pro me. Amen. Misereatur vestri omnipotens Deus et emitat vobis omnia peccata vestra, liberat vos ab omni malo, salvet et confirmet in omni opere bono, et perducat vos ad vitam aeternum. Absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum tribuat vobis omnipotens et misericors Dominus. Adjutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Afferra nobis Domine, cunctas iniquitatis nostras, ut ad sancta sanctorum puras meriamur mentibus introire, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Ecce advenit Dominator Dominus, et regnum in et potestas, et imperium, Deus judicium, tuum regita, et justiam tuam, Filio Regis. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Kyrie eleison Christe te eleison Kyrie eleison Kyrie eleison. Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus bone voluntatis laudamus te. Benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te, gratias agimus tibi, propter magnam gloriam tuam, Domine Deus, Rex Celestis, Deus, Pater omnipotens, Domine Filii Unigenite, Iesu Christe, Domine Deus, Agnus Dei, Filius Patris, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, qui tollis peccata mundi, suscipe deprecationem nostram, qui sedes ad dexteram patris, miserere nobis, quoniam tu solus sanctus, tu solus dominus, tu solus altissimus, Jesu Christe, cum sancto Spiritu, in gloria Dei Patris. Amen. Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo. Oremus.
Father, you revealed your Son to the nations by the guidance of a star. Lead us to your glory in heaven by the light of faith.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Arise, shine out, Jerusalem, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is rising on you. Though night still covers the earth and darkness the peoples, above you the Lord now rises, and above you his glory appears. The nations come to your light, and kings to your dawning brightness. Lift up your eyes and look around. All are assembling and coming towards you, your sons from far away, and your daughters being tenderly carried. At this sight you will glow radiant, your heart throbbing and full, since the riches of the sea will flow to you, the wealth of nations come to you. Camels and throngs will cover you, and dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. Everyone in Sheba will come, bringing gold and incense, and singing the praise of the Lord.
Deo gratias. Omnes de Sapa Bape Nihen Arum et tus deferentes et laudem Domino annunciantes tes Tes surgere Nazare, Jerusalem, Lehem, Lehem, quia gloria Domini. Super te, ota es. Vidimus stellam ei. In oriente et venimus mus commune. Adorare Dominum nuum.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. You have probably heard how I have been entrusted by God with the grace He meant for you, and that it was by a revelation that I was given the knowledge of the mystery. This mystery that has now been revealed through the Spirit to His holy apostles and prophets was unknown to any men in past generations. It means that pagans now share the same inheritance, that they are parts of the same body, and that the same promise has been made to them in Jesus Christ through the gospel.
Deo gratias. Alleluia, Alleluia. Midimus stellam eius in oriente, et vinimus communeribus adorare Dominum. Alleluia. Alleluia. Hey. Alleluia.
Domini sit in corde meo et in labiis meis ad pronunciandum sanctum evangelium pacis.
Dominus vobiscum, ad cum spiritu tuo, lectio sancti evangelii, secundum Matteum. Gloria tibi, Domine. After Jesus had been born at Bethlehem in Judea, during the reign of King Herod, some wise men came to Jerusalem from the east. "Where is the infant king of the Jews?" they asked. "We saw his star as it rose and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was perturbed, and so was the whole of Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people and inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. "At Bethlehem in Judea," they told him, "for this is what the prophet wrote, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you will come a leader who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men to see him privately. He asked them to the exact date on which the star had appeared and sent them on to Bethlehem. 'Go and find out all about the child,' he said, 'and when you have found him, let me know, so that I too may go and do him homage.' Having listened to what the king had to say, they set out, and there in front of them was the star they had seen rising. It went forward and halted over the place where the child was. The sight of the star filled them with delight, and going into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and falling to their knees, they did him homage. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod and return to their own country by a different way." Per evangelica dicta, deliantur nostra delicta.
Today we celebrate in this Holy Eucharist the solemnity of the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ. After being born in Bethlehem, we have in the Gospel of Matthew the appearance of wise men, magoi, Greek, from the Far East. I recently talked to a good priest friend of mine who traveled with other priests of his diocese to the Holy Land, to Jerusalem. He said that in the 7th century, during the initial conquest of the Mohammedans, the Berbers, out of Saudi Arabia, after the death of the Prophet Muhammad, 100 years of conquest that took them through North Africa, Egypt, into northern Spain, and crossing the Pyrenees before they were stopped by Charles Martel, that during that period of conquest, when they came to Jerusalem, all of the Catholic sites, churches built to honor and commemorate the life of Christ, like, for example, the Holy Sepulchre, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, were burned by the Mohammedans when the gates of Jerusalem were opened to them by the Monophysite Christians, who expected more tolerance from the Muslims than they had received from the Byzantine Empire and the Byzantine Church. He said the only church that was not burnt at that time was the Church of the Epiphany, and the church consecrated to the Epiphany was not burnt because there were large frescoes of the, or mosaics, of the three wise men. And the Berbers realized, the Mohammedans from Arabia realized that in seeing these mosaics in the church, that they dressed exactly like they were dressed, that these were fellow Arabs, these were fellow men from the East, guided by astronomy, guided by stars, to Jerusalem as they had come to Jerusalem. Certainly not to bear reverence to Christ with gifts of frankincense and myrrh, as their forebears of Arabia, which means desert in Greek, had done, again, through the universal Bible of prehistory, astronomy, the revelation of the stars and planets, but rather to burn and destroy churches dedicated to Jesus Christ. Again, except for this one, the Church of the Epiphany, because in the images, all other images were burnt and destroyed, but in this image, this icon of the three wise men, they recognize their own forebears in Arabia. So, Jesus, of course, is often portrayed as a child in the manger in our beautiful creche scenes, going back to St. Francis Assisi and the 13th century, whereas we have no scriptural evidence that Jesus was in the manger at Bethlehem right after his birth, when the wise men appear in order to reverence him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Again, guided by a star and giving him three gifts, frankincense, gold, and myrrh, used in embalming bodies, preparing bodies for burial. Again, a sign that Jesus is the God of gods, the Word made flesh, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, of all things visible and invisible, all creation. But also that Jesus was born in order to suffer and die on the cross. The Eastern Catholic Ukrainian Church, in their creche, has a tradition of dressing Jesus in as a baby and funeral garb, again, to signal clearly that the incarnation is for Easter. It is for the death and resurrection of Christ, for the forgiveness of our sins as the suffering servant of Isaiah, in order that we might share not simply in biological life, being born, but to be born again in to eternal life through God's gifts, God's sacraments, first and foremost, rebirth as the mystical body of Christ, the Church, through our baptism. So often in these Christmas plays, the star in the Gospel of Matthew is portrayed with like a 1,000-watt light bulb. It's just this brilliant star. And again, we have no evidence that this was the case, but absolutely these three wise men from the East, as was common throughout prehistory into history of the whole world, used navigation of the stars through their knowledge of astronomy. Their precision in their knowledge of astronomy, in GPS, what today we would call GPS, was even more precise than what we achieve today with satellites. Astronomy, I say, is the original Bible of mankind. It is the original revelation of the majesty, the power, the wisdom, order, the precision of God. So it is not in any way doubtable that these wise men in astronomy had seen this star, and that it connoted religiously, because all astronomy, again, all the movement in the heavens is of the divine, and all calendars are liturgical calendars, they're religious calendars. So it is completely clear that these wise men, in following this star, navigating, which they had done many times through the desert, navigation through the stars, it's the only possible way to get one's bearings, to know the difference between east and west, south and north. But again, seeing this sign, this star, it was interpreted first and foremost, as always, as a religious sign, a divine sign, and it denoted the birth of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the incarnation of God to these wise men. And perhaps a year before, they had set out in order to arrive in Jerusalem after the birth of the Christ child, to whom they adored. They bowed down and worshiped and gave most appropriate gifts to. The word epiphany in Greek means a showing forth, a revelation. The star that the wise men saw was an epiphany. It was a revelation about, again, the birth of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God become man. And the star's astronomy is a universal revelation to all men of goodwill, leading them to the face of Christ, just as the God of creation, through natural revelation, through his creation, cause from effects, leads us to, on a natural level, know the one God, the source of all truth, goodness, beauty, and unity. This revelation of this star, this epiphany of this star, likewise led the wise men to the face of Christ, to adore the incarnate God, because they were wise, they were sophoi, they had the highest wisdom, the wisdom of astronomy, the wisdom of the stars, and with complete faith and trust, like Abraham setting out, they set out to Jerusalem. We also see the faith of King Herod, who believed totally in the prophecies of Isaiah. He consulted his own scribes, his own elders and wise men, about the birth of the King of the Jews. And we know he was deeply threatened. As King of the Jews, he styled himself Roman-made King of the Jews and sought to use the wise men and their intent to come and worship and adore in order to find the Christ child in Bethlehem, locate him through his own evil, malicious GPS of deceit and cunning, and kill the Christ child in order to maintain his throne, his title of King of the Jews. We see, just as many instances with Saint Joseph, that the wise men in a dream were told by an angel of God not to return to Herod, not to fall prey to his evil conspiracy to kill the Christ child using them, through them, but rather to return home another way. Again, guided home by their knowledge of astronomy, their knowledge of the stars. In the Epiphany, we see God revealed through a star to all peoples, again, ancient peoples, had this almost connatural knowledge of astronomy, which influenced them in their architecture, in their art. It influenced them in their religion, their personal destinies. It influenced them in all ways. So it is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah, the Epiphany, all of the prophets, that the light of lights, the God of gods, the King of kings, would be born in Zion, and from Zion that light would go forth, summoning by the light of a star all nations to Zion to worship the one true God, the King of Israel, the King of kings. So let us pray. This Mass is offered in reparation for sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We pray for those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Martha Staggs. We pray for our Pope, Pope Francis, the Vicar of Christ, that as the Vicar of Christ, he may obediently and immediately consecrate Russia by name to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, in union with all the bishops of the world. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Credo in unum Deum, Patrem omnipotentem, Factorum Caeli et Terrae, Visibilium omnium, et invisibilium, et in unum Dominum Iesum Christum, Filium Dei unigenitum, et ex patre natum ante omnia saecula. Deum de Deo, lumen de lumine, Deum verum de Deo vero, genitum non factum, consubstantialem patri, per quem omnia facta sunt, qui propter nos homines, et propter nostram salutem, descendit de celis, et incarnatus est de Spiritu Sancto, ex Maria Virgine, et homo factus est. Crucifixus esiam pro nobis, supansio Pilato, passus et sepultus est, et resurrexit tertia die, secundum scripturas, et ascendit in celum, sedet ad dexteram patris, et interum venturus est cum gloria, judicare vivos et mortuos, cuius regni non erit finis, et in spiritum sanctum dominum. Et vivificantem, qui ex patri et filioque procedit, qui cum patri et filio similat oratur, et con glorificatur, qui locutus est per propetas, et unam sanctam catholicam, et apostolicam ecclesiam, confiteor unam baptisma in remissionem peccatorum, et expecto resurrectionem mortuorum, et vitam venturi seculi. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Lord, receive our gifts in this wonderful exchange. From all you have given us, we bring you these gifts, and in return, you give us yourself.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Quid retribuam Domino pro omnibus, quid retribuat mihi, calicem salutaris accipiam et nomen Domine invocabo. Suscipe Sancti Trinitas hunc oblationem, quam tibi offero in memoriam passionis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, et presta ut in conspecto tuo tibi placens ascendat, et meum et omnium fidelium salutem apparetur aeternum. Lavabo inter intercentes manus meus, et circundabo altare tuum Domine, ut audiam vocem laudis, et enarum universa mirabilia tua, Domine, delexe decorum domus tui, et locum habitationes gloriae tue. In spiritu humilitatis et in animo contrito, suscipiamur Domini a te, et sic fiat sacrificium nostrum, ut a te suscipiatur odie, et placiat tibi, Domine Deus.
Orate, fratres!
Ut meam ac vestram pariter in conspectu Domini sit acceptum sacrificium. Domine exaudi rationem meum, et clamor meus a te veniat. Oremos. Lord, let the light of your glory shine within us and lead us through the darkness of this world to the radiant joy of our eternal home. Per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, ad cum spiritu tuo. Sursum corda habemus ad Dominum gratias agamus Domino Deo nostro. Dignum et justum est. Vere dignum et justum est, ecum et salutare, nos tibi semper et ubique, gratias agere. Domine, Sancti Pater, omnipotens, eterne Deus, quia ipsum in Christus salutis, nostre mysterium. Hodie ad lumen gentium revelasti, et cum in substantia nostre mortalitatis apparuit. Nova nos immortalitis eius gloria reparasti. Et ideo cum angelis et archangelis, cum tronis et dominationibus, cumque omni malitia celestis exercitus. Hymnum gloria tui canonimus, sine fine dicentes. Sanctus, 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 Dominus Deus, Sabaoth, pleni sunt caeli et terra, gloria tua. Hosanna in excelsis. Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna in Chelsea.
Te igitur, clementissime Pater, per Iesum Christum, filium tuum, Dominum nostrum, supplices rogamus, ac petimus, ut accepta abeas, et benedicas. Haec dona, haec munera, haec sancta sacrificia illibata, in primus quae tibi offerimus pro ecclesia tui sancta catholica, quam pacificare, custodire, adunare, et regere digneris, todo orbe terrarum, una cum familo tuo Papa nostro Franciscus, et antistite nostro, Didri, et omnibus orthodoxis, atque catholicae, et apostolicae fidei culturibus. Memento Domine familiarum quae tuorum, et omnium circumstantium, quorum tibi fides cognita est, et nota devotio, pro quibus tibi offerimus, per cui tibi offerunt hoc sacrificium laudis pro se, suisque omnibus, pro redemptionem animorum suorum, pro spe salutis et incolumitatis suae, tibique redunt vota sui eterno Deo, vivo et vero. Communicantes amoriam venerantes in primos gloriosae semper Virginis Maria, genetricis Dei et Domini nostre Jesu Christi. Communicantes et diem sacrantissimum celebrantes, quo unigenitus tuis intuit tecum gloria coeternus in veritate carnis nostre visabilitar, corporalis apparit, sed et memoriam venerantes in primos gloriosae semper Virginis Maria, genetricis Dei et Domini nostre Jesu Christi. Sed et beatorum apostolorum ac martyrum tuorum, Petri et Pali, Andre, Jacobi, Ioannes, Tome, Jacobi, Philippi, Bartolomei, Mattei, Simonus et Tadie, Lini Clitti, Clementis, Christi, Cornili, Cipriani, Laurentii, Crossagini, Ioannis et Pali, Cosme et Damiani, et omnium sanctorum tuorum, quorum meritis pregibusque concedas, ut in omnibus protectionis tuae muniamur auxilio, per eum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Hanc igitur oblationem servitutis nostrae, sed et cum te familii tui, quasumus Domine, ut placatis accipias diasque nostros in tui pace disponas. Atque ab eterna damnatione nos aripe, et in electorum tuorum ubes grege numerare, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Quam oblationem tu, Deus, in omnibus quesumus benedictam, adscritam, oratam, oratiabilium acceptabilium quae facere digneris ut nobis. Corpus et sanguis, fiat delectissimi filii tui Domini nostri Jesu Christe. Qui pridie. Quam pater etur, accepit panem in sanctus ac venerabilias manus suas, et elevatus oculus in celum, a te Deum Patrim suum omnipotentem, tibi gratias agens, benedixit, fregit dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite et manducate ex hoc omnis, hoc est enim corpus meum. Simili modo postquam chonatum est, accipiens in hunc placlarum calicem, in sanctas ac venerabilias manus suis, item tibi gratias agens. Benedixit, dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite et bibite ex eo omnes, hic est enim calis sanguinis mei, novi et eterni testamenti, mysterium fidei, qui provovus et promotus infundetur in remissionem peccatorum. Haec quotiascumque faceritis in me memoriam facietis. Unde et memores Domine, nos servi tui, sere plebs tui sancta eutem Christi fili tui Domini, nostri tam beate passionis, nec non ab inferas resurrectionis, sed et in celos gloriose, offerimus placlara majestatis tui de tuis donos ac datus. Ostiam puram, ostiam sanctam, ostiam immaculatam, panem sanctam vitae eternae, et calicem salutis perpetua. Superque propitio ac sereno voto respicere digneris, et accepta avere, secute accepta avere dignatus es, munera pueri tui juste Abel, et sacrificium patriarche nostri abrei, et quad tibi obtinit sumus sacerdos tuis Marchisidec, sanctum sacrificium immaculatum ostium. Supplices te rogamus Domine Deus, ubi ec profire per manos sancti angeli tui in sublime altarem tuum, in conspecto divine majestatis tui, ut quod ex hoc altaris participatione sancro sanctum fili tui. Corpus sanguinim subserimus omni benedictione celesti et gratia repleamur per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Memento esiam Domine familiarum familiarum quae tuorum, qui nos precesseram cum signo fidei, ut dormiunt in somno pacis. Ipsus Domine et omnibus in Christo quiescentibus locum refrigeriri, luces et pacis, ut indogias deprecamur per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Nobis quoque peccatoribus
familiis tuis de multitudine miserationem tuorum sperantibus partem aliquam et societatem denari digneris cum tuis sanctis apostolis et martiribus cum Ioanne, Stefano, Mattea, Barniba, Ignatio, Alejandro, Marcellino, Petro, Felicitate, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucia, Agnite, Cecilia, Anastasia, et omnibus sanctis tuis, intra quorum nos consortium, non est amatur meriti, sed benie, quasumus, largitur admite, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Perquem haec omnia Domini semper bona creas, sanctificas, vivificas, benedicis et presta nobis.
Per ipsum et cum ipso, et in ipso, est tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnes honor et gloria. Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Oremus. Preceptibus salutaribus moniti, et divina institutioni formati, audemus dicere. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo, et in terra. Panem nostram quotidianum, da nobis hodie. Et debite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos ad malo.
Libera nos, quas sumus Domine, ab omnibus malis, preteribus, presentibus, et futuris. Et intercedente, beata et glorioso, semper Virgine Maria Dei Genetricis, cum beatis apostolis tuis, Petro et Paolo, atque Andrea, et omnibus sanctis, da propitias pacem in Deibus nostris, ut ope misericordiae tue ajute, et a peccato simus semper libere, et ab omni perturbatione secure, per eum dum Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, Filium tuum, qui tecum vivat et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Pax Domini sint semper vobiscum. Et cum spiritu tuo. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem.
Hic sacro sancto commictio corporis et sanguinis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, fiat mihi et omnibus sumentibus, salius mentis et corporis, et ad vitam aeternam promerendam atque compensendam preparatio salutaris, per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Domini Jesu Christe, Filii Dei vive, qui ex voluntate Patris cooperante Spiritu Sancto, per mortam tuam mundum vivificaste, libera me per hoc sacrosanctum corpus et sanguinem tuum ab omnibus iniquitatibus meis et universas malis, et fac me tuis semper inherere mandatis, et a te numquam separare permitas, qui cum eum dem Deo Patre et Spiritus Sancto vivos et regnas Deus in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Ecce Agnus Dei, ecce qui tollet peccata mundi.
Domine, non sum dignus sur in tre subtectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Domine, non sum dignus ut in tre subtectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Domine, non sum dignus ut in tre subtectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Corpus et sanguis Domini nostre, Jesu Christi, custodiat me ad vitam aeternum. Amen. Quar ore sumsimus Domine, puramente capiamus, et de corpore et sanguine Domini nostri Jesu Christi, fiat nobis remedium sempiternum. Amen.
Vidimus stellam Heus in oriente, et venimus cum muneribus adorare Dominum. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Father, guide us with your light, help us to recognize Christ in this Eucharist, and welcome him with love, for he is Lord forever and ever.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum. Et cum spiritu tuo. Ite, te, 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 missa est. Deo, oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 gratias.
Placiet tibi, Sancti Trinitas, obsequium servitutis me, et presta ut sacrificium quad oculis tuae magistatis indignus, optile tibi sit acceptable mihique, et omnibus pro quibus iriat optile, sit te miserante propitiabile per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Benedictio Dei omnipotens, Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, anitium sancti evangelii secundum Ioannem. In principio erat verbum, et verbum erat apud Deum, et Deus erat verbum, hoc erat in principio apud Deum. Omnia per ipsum facta sunt, et sine ipso factum est nihil. Quod factum est, in ipso vita erat lux hominum, et lux in tenebre lucet, et tenebre eum non comprehenderunt. Fiat homo missus a Deo, cui nomen erat Ioannes, hic venit in testimonium ut testimonium prehiverat de lumine, ut omnes crederat per ium. Non erat ille lux, sed ut testimonium prehiverat de lumine. Erat lux vera, quae illuminat omnium hominum vivientem in hunc mundum. In mundo erat, et mundus per ipsum factus est, et mundus eum non cognivit. In propria venit, et sui eum non receperunt. Quod autem receperunt eum, dedit eis potestatem filius Dei fieri, is qui credant in nomine eius, qui non ex sanguinibus, neque ex voluntate carnis, neque ex voluntate vire, sed ex Deo natis sunt. Et verbum caro factum est, et habitavit in nobis, et vidimus gloriam eius, gloriam quasi unigeniti a Patre, plenum gratiae et veritatis. Deo gratias. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen.
Salve, Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita, docebo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exsules, filii Evae. A te amus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimorum vale. Eia ego, advocata nostra, ilios tuos, misericordes oculos, a nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. Duchis Virgo Maria. Ora pro nobis sancti Dei genitrix, ut digni officiamur promissionibus Christi, oremus.
O God, our refuge and our strength, look down in mercy on thy people who cry to thee, and by the intercession of the glorious and immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, of Saint Joseph her spouse, of thy blessed apostles Peter and Paul, and of all the saints, in mercy and goodness hear our prayers for the conversion of sinners, and for the liberty and exaltation of our Holy Mother the Church.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power, cast into hell Satan, and with him all the evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Prayer of Thanksgiving after Mass by St. Thomas Aquinas. Lord, Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, I thank you, for even though I am a sinner, your unprofitable servant, not because of my worth, but in the kindness of your mercy, you have fed me with the precious body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that this Holy Communion may not bring me condemnation and punishment, but forgiveness and salvation. May it be a helmet of faith and a shield of goodwill. May it purify me from evil ways and put an end to my evil passions. May it bring me charity and patience, humility and obedience, and growth in the power to do good. May it be my strong defense against all my enemies, visible and invisible, and the perfect calming of all my evil impulses, bodily and spiritual. May it unite me more closely to you, the one true God, and lead me safely through death to everlasting happiness with you. And I pray that you will lead me, a sinner, to the banquet where you, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, are true and perfect light, total fulfillment, everlasting joy, gladness without end, and perfect happiness to your saints. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass in Solemnitas Epiphania.
Regina Caeli, letare, alleluia, quia quem merovisti portare, alleluia, resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia, ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia. Sit benedictum in nomine Patri, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Veritas, laudare, benedicere, predicare.